live music, or rather live music coming up. That was some tunes from Adam Arkuragi off of his latest album. It's called I Am Become Joy. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromhold, and I am very, very happy to have our next band live in the studio with us. They're called Sam at 11. They've got a brand new album out. It's called The Year We Won. You can check them out on Saturday night at Blind Bob's for their CD release party. We're going to give you all the details about that here in just a few moments when we talk to the band. But first, let's hear some live music from Sam at 11.
Thank you. trucks and cookie jars. His house has children in the yard and holes punched into the walls. But he's old enough to learn. Not a job at a liquor store without messing it up. He's old enough, old enough to learn. Not a job at a liquor store without messing it
Sam at 11 live in the WYSO studios. We're going to be back to talk with them and check out some tracks from their new CD. It's called The Year We Won. Stay tuned. That's coming up next on Kaleidoscope.
Hello, Nikki Dakota here, host of Excursions weekdays from 10 to 1 on WYSO. I hope you'll come along and enjoy some of the finest music heard anywhere. From the earliest tunes ever recorded to the freshest music being made today, you'll find it all right here. We embark weekday mornings at 10. Come along, it's a new journey every day. Excursions on 91.3 WYSO.
Alexi Murdoch's music has graced countless films, TV shows, and TV commercials while he has been building boats and writing songs on the isolated west coast of Scotland. I'm David Dye. Alexi Murdoch is back, and he'll play live for us right here on the Next World Cafe.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1, right after Excursions on 91.3 WYSO.
I'm Jane Clayson. Coming up on the Next On Point, Japan's economy stumbling in the wake of the disaster. We'll look at the global impact. That's coming up on the Next On Point from NPR.
Tune in to On Point tonight at midnight on member-supported 91.3 WYSO.
Nikki Miopoulos traz para você Jazz Forward nesta quinta-feira no WYSO de 8 às 11 horas da noite. São 3 horas do melhor do jazz internacional, do soul e do funk. Desde a melodia doce da bossa nova brasileira até o soul descolado das ruas de Londres. Jazz Forward, a rádio que toca você.
Jazz Forward with Nikki Iliopoulos, Thursdays from 8 to 11 p.m. It's international.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromhold, and I am very happy to welcome Jeff, Brad, and Adam into the studio. They are Sam at 11. Woo-hoo! Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Welcome. Very happy to have you guys here. I want to start off by asking you, tell me a little bit about how this band got started, because I know you guys have been playing together for a long time, but not as Sam at 11. So what's the background of this band?
Well, the band really started, it was Hoax, which was HQAX a long time ago, way before I came along. This is Adam, by the way. That went on for a little while, gone through a couple members. I met Brad at CD Connection. He asked me, he told me that they were looking for a bass player. I didn't play bass, I played guitar, but I went and bought a bass amp, joined the band. Right, that went on for a little bit.
You auditioned first.
Yeah, I auditioned. Fine, whatever. We did that.
Didn't involve playing music, which is weird.
We put a CD out in 2007?
Yeah.
No Less Impressive.
Yeah.
But then after that, it just kind of, it felt like a lot of work. It was way more work than it was, more work than fun. And we, felt like we were trying to figure out what the shape of the band and the shape of the music style was. So we broke it off. And probably about didn't play for a good year.
Yeah, a little over a year, and then Brad and I started jamming.
That's what you want to call it, yeah.
Jamming for 10 minutes, every time I'd see him, and then we just. I said in the article today. The quote is we'd do it for 10 minutes, and then just go get drunk. We'd play music that is for 10 minutes, and then just go get drunk, and then
so that for 20 minutes then. Right.
Well,
we're doing it.
then the music. Oh boy. And we had about two or three songs maybe that we were jamming on, and I wanted to play live again and record some music, and so I emailed the guys and just said, "Hey, let's start practicing again," and we did.
And thus, Sam at 11 was born.
Yeah.
That's a good sound effect.
Thanks.
Well, it's been good because this band has been a lot more creative than the other one. It just feels different, and it has all the excitement kind of when you write a song and you make a really neat bass part, and then you have a neat guitar part that does kind of counterpoint to that or something, and then just really really intricate drum stuff that goes on top of it. And we have a lot of fun with it. It's not so much. It's more creative. It feels like.
Do you guys feel like, I know that Hoax was a little more punk influenced. There was definitely a little more of that. And I can hear a little bit of that sound in this, but there's definitely sort of a broader range of influences coming in. Do you guys feel like you were able to, evolve your style a little more with this project or develop your style a little more?
Yeah, because that's exactly right, because Hoax started out more of just pretty much punk, pop punk kind of stuff. And that's why it got weird at the end there. Because we were trying to change our stuff, but we didn't want to change it too far where the people who liked Hoax didn't want to like us anymore. And so, start a new band, you pretty much do whatever you want. So
well, that was our goal. Ooh. To change the style of, what we were before. That was the whole entire reason that we started this band pretty much. So
yeah, we tried changing the name of Hoax back while we were still Hoax, and just we tried to say, hey, our name is...
It's probably a year before we gave up.
Yeah, but the fact remains
that... We just couldn't pick a new name. That's really why.
We were still Hoax. I don't think there was a big enough break,
Sometimes you just have to sort of take that break and let it lie for a while and then build it back up from scratch.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, tell me about this album. Tell me a little bit about how long have you been working on this?
Probably almost exactly a year, I'd say. One of the songs is actually from Hoax. It was an acoustic song. So that's the only song we actually brought from before. All the rest are brand new. And it's been a year, but it doesn't seem like it's been a year since we've been writing it. I mean, we had all of our songs written in probably October, and then early November we went and started recording, and then we took whole Christmas holiday off, and then went back and finished up the album.
So these were all songs that you guys wrote after you had reformed the band, except for the one Hoax song. They weren't like things that you were maybe all like working on the side and then.
Well, I had about two of the songs pretty much written when we started the band, but yeah, I mean, yeah. Pretty much all of them just evolved.
I have old stuff that I'd been working on the side for a long time, and I can't bring that to, you know, it has to be new. I think that's, you know.
That's what makes it so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not rehashing stuff, you know, that I'd written 10, 15 years ago. You know, it's all brand new, and it's us, you know.
Yeah, so we had songs that we didn't record, like, that were newer at the end of Hoax, that we were like, oh, I kept trying to get at him, like, hey, let's bring that one song back. And he's like, eh, maybe, but then we ended up writing enough songs for an album, and I'm kind of glad we didn't bring those back, you know, just because, I don't know.
Well, tell me a little bit about your writing process as a band. It sounds like you guys, you know, really emphasize, you know, writing for this band and it being, is it a pretty collaborative effort or?
For the songs that I wrote, I mean, I would use GarageBand on Mac and pretty much lay out all my guitar parts and stuff and get the vocals down. And then I'd email them the track and they would comment on it. And then we'd try to play it at practice and Adam would write it cool bass line and Brad would do cool drums and we'd end up changing a lot of it, you know? So, and Adam's, the songs Adam writes, we pretty much build in practice and he writes the lyrics as we stand there. He's really good at writing lyrics and it takes me like, these are the first eight songs on there I wrote and they're the first eight songs that I've pretty much ever written.
And they're good.
Yeah, I'm just, it took me how many years? 28 years to write eight songs. at this rate.
But they're real. I mean, they're realist. All of Jeff's songs are really, they're real down to earth. You know, he's got two songs about your dog, or two dogs, right?
Yeah.
A couple songs about your dad, song about your wife, song about Cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah. The television show.
Nice.
That's where our band name came from. I'm a huge Cheers person. I watch it every night before I go to sleep. My wife loves that. It's written in we had a prenup that says she can't divorce me because of that.
Because of Cheers.
Yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about the recording process for this. Did you guys do this? Did you isolate out your parts, or did you do it all together, like live to tape, or what was that like?
We played to get. We pretty much
yes is the answer.
Yes, all of those, all above. Pretty much all the above, because
yeah, it really was.
We played live in this big basement, and it gave Brad's drums a really cool sound, and sometimes we kept my guitar track, and then I just overdubbed it to give it a fuller sound.
Yeah, it was under this electronic store in Columbus, you know, and it's awesome. It's just this huge, expansive basement, and, you know, it's all dank and smelly and stuff.
Oh, it's smelly.
Yeah. Well, it was when we got there.
Oh, God, that bathroom. Oh, God.
But, you know, I mean, the sound and kind of the feel, you know, brought a lot to the record. There's a little bit of that character, I think, that made it into the recording. But, yeah, we would all try to get the drums so that, you know, it had a real live feel. And then just, you know, we would fix the parts that we screwed up. You just always do that. Or we're not supposed to talk about that.
No. There's no auto-tune on this album.
No auto-tune.
Except in track three.
Which is the track we're actually going to play.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I was going to say, before we go any further, let's give people a chance to listen to one of the tracks from the album. This is one of the tracks from Sam and Eleven's new album. It's called The Year We Won, and this is Lock Our Friends Out. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Just keep you in my phone. It's the only thing I have. Looking for a while, open all my desks, low on the window. Looking for
just heard a track from the new album by Sam at 11. It's called The Year We Won. You can check them out at their CD release party. It's at Blind Bob's on Saturday night, and we have the band live in the studio with us. Welcome back, guys.
That's a good title, isn't it, Adam?
What is the significance of the title? I you know, with the football image on the front and the title, I feel like it all, there's a story here.
First, I just heard a weird fart buzzer noise. Oh. I don't know what that is. It went, meh. I don't know what
sure
that was.
There's slime coming down from the ceiling.
Yeah, the football image is my dad, actually, from 1967, probably. He passed away in 2000, and me and my brother are huge Colts fans. And the year we won is pretty much, we were going back and forth on titles for like 3 months. And finally, I thought of that one, and I'm like, if you guys don't give me any other good ones, I'm just going to print this one. So the year we won is from like 2006, the Colts won the Super Bowl, so that was a big year for us. So yeah, the year we won.
I like it. I like that. So if people can't come out to your CD release party on Saturday, which I hope they do, but if maybe some of our out-of-town listeners want to get a hold of this album, where can they get it?
Sam@11.com, all spelled out. No ampersands, no numbers, just Sam at 11, all the letters. And from there, you can listen to the tracks. You can go download it. Speaking of, people are confused that what name your price means on the download page. It means you can pay whatever you want. $0 to $1 million or more. $0 to $1,000. That way we paid for our recording, and that's all we really care about. But yeah, we just want people to have it. So
yeah, and download it and listen to it.
Download it and put it on your iPod.
That's why we do this anyway, you know, it's just because we want people to listen to it.
I don't want to listen to it anymore. I've already heard it.
Don't want to have 1,000 copies sitting in your basement. You'd rather have them.
Well, I made the mistake in the hoax to order 1,000. Still have like 250. We were giving away at the end, like, oh, God. So I only ordered 500 this time. But
yeah, here, take five. No,
here,
wait.
Please. Please.
Give them to your relatives. And
yeah.
Friends, relatives, people on the street.
Yeah, people on the street.
Well, tell me a little bit about your CD release party on Saturday night.
It's at Blind Bob's. We're playing with Jasper the Colossal and Orange Willard, two friend bands of us. I don't even know how to say that, but they're our friends. And it's just going to be a really good time and really three really good bands.
Yeah, we're playing first, which is...
Yeah, for our family, you know, like the old people who... Yeah, if you're really old and you want to come out and you don't like being at bars really late, we're playing first. I encourage you to stick around for the other two bands because they're awesome, but...
But don't get there late waiting for... Oh, yeah, they're probably going to play last.
Yeah, we're not playing at 11. The name Sam at 11 does not mean we're playing at 11. We're playing at 10. Starts at 10. Please, come on out.
Well, what are your plans after the release party? Are you going to be doing more local shows? Do you want to do like any touring or anything like that? Or not even decided yet?
Summer tour, Adam?
Yeah, I don't know. We have jobs.
You can play at your kids'
real lives. Yeah.
Elementary school. Adam has 7 children, so we could play each one of their... How many schools, different schools do your kids
They're
go to?
They're all in the same school.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, can we play there?
Yeah. I don't see why not. I mean, we you know, if we had stock in it, I mean, we'd be, you know, like major shareholders.
Free lunch ticket. That's all
yeah,
I want.
Yeah, I mean, really.
All right. Well, the plans, just start writing again and play more shows. And we can't really go on tour because of we all got full-time jobs and families, dogs. But yeah, we want to play out of town and stuff, but we can't really go on like week-long tours or anything.
Yeah, we've had to really make, if we wanted to do out of town shows, we kind of have to make friends with bands in other cities. I mean, it's just how it works.
So if you're listening and you want to be my friend, our friend,
you could be our friend.
Sam@11@gmail.com, please.
We'll come to your city.
does it make it hard to, you know, have the family and the kids and the dogs and the jobs and all that and balance out, you know, doing music, doing this thing that you really love, because music can be really time consuming.
Yes. So, all right, I teach classes at Sinclair, and I'm doing a PhD right now in computer science, and I'm also working full time, and we're doing this and 7 children. And so, yeah, I mean, we have to, in order to make it work, we have to make time for it. And it's not, you know, I mean, it's not like it will not happen if you don't schedule out time. It's one of the things I found about creativity. I mean, in general,
you have to schedule to be creative.
Yeah. The more, seriously, the more organized you are, the more you get a chance to be creative and to do cool stuff.
I actually have to book our practices through his wife. She's got the soccer games and the lacrosse games all. Oh, what was that? I heard it again. I think there's somebody behind that thing. Tooting.
Weird. Maybe we have gremlins or something.
Oh, my God. Is it not? It's not midnight, is it?
No, you don't have to worry about feeding the gremlins after midnight.
Oh, dear.
Well, you know, with balancing out everything, Jeff, you mentioned that you were sending tracks, like, you know, recording tracks on GarageBand and sending them back and forth. Do things like that, like all these different technologies that we have, and does that help, you know, move a band forward when you've got, you know, three really busy people?
A whole lot, because I don't really do much. I go to work and then go home and watch Netflix and stuff. But when I get into the writing mode, which is, I'll probably get in it here again soon. I just took like the last 5 months off because I was sick of writing 8 songs. That's it. Some musicians they write like a song a day and they're awesome. But anyway, emailing them songs and having them hear it before practice and, you know, getting a feel for it.
Yeah, it works because I could also burn it and, you know, or put it on my iPod and listen to it on the way to work and on the way home or whatever. And then by the time we actually get together, I know the song, you know, backwards and forwards. And, you know, so it's a lot easier coming up rather than sitting together. We really hate it when we sit and we have to, like, learn the parts.
Oh, you can see Brad, like, getting ready to just boil over when he's not doing anything for an hour. And we're just going, ding, 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 on guitars trying to figure something out. Brad just, like, banging and hitting the bass drum.
So in the interest of keeping everybody happy and keeping the band productive, technology
that's my job.
Is good.
I'm the band mother.
Mom.
So you said, you know, you are probably going to be starting to write again soon. Do you guys think you're going to try to do another album this year, or do you want to sort of, you know, enjoy this one for as long as possible and then go back in the studio later?
It all depends on how soon we write.
Yeah,
11 or 12 more songs. I mean,
I think at the pace that we're going, we will probably have enough material by December.
Yeah,
but we won't be recorded by then. I mean, we'll, you know.
I'd rather not record at the same time we recorded. That was terrible.
Yeah, it's cold outside.
It's freezing. Just that whole Christmas break. We had tracks to listen to, but no vocals on them, and we were like dying to record the rest of it. And then January, we finally got to go back, and I don't know.
Yeah,
it was just a long process of only 3 days of recording.
So maybe like after the new year, you'll start, you know, recording the next album.
That sounds good.
I think right about now in the year is pretty good.
Right about now in the year of next year.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Let's say that.
This year, next year.
Yeah. This year, next year, this time. Be back here. No, across the street.
Well, in the meantime, is there anything else that people ought to know about you before they come out on Saturday night and check you out at Blind Bob's?
Know about us just personally?
No, about the band. You know. Are there any other exciting things on the horizon?
Yeah, I actually filmed part of a music video I'm trying to make to that last song we actually played. I filmed some green screen stuff, but I just got so busy with some other work that I wanted to have it done before the show. So look for a music video from us. It'll be silly.
Excellent.
Hopefully.
Excellent. Well, guys, I think we are going to hear some more live music here in a second. So I am going to let these guys get ready. And we'll be back to hear another live track from Sam at 11. It's coming up next on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Dance.
This is Derev Cool. Join me each and every Friday night for the Indestructible Beats, Transplanetary Sounds, Global Groove, and fabulous tunes found right here in your own backyard during Around the Fringe. You're the VIP at the best darn dance party anywhere. Friday nights, 8 to midnight on WYSO 91.3 FM.
Listen.
Listeners support WYSO in many different ways. Some write checks, others use credit cards, or you could just give us your car, or boat, or motorcycle. By donating an unwanted vehicle to WYSO, you can support everything you enjoy while taking care of some unfinished business. You can call 1-866-628-2277 or find out more about the program by visiting wyso.org.
Hello, I'm Vic McCunis, your host for The Booknook on WYSO. Tune in for conversations with authors every week on Fridays at 1:30 and again on Sundays at 11 a.m. That's The Booknook on WYSO, and listen to our podcasts at wyso.org.
Critical decisions about funding for public radio and television are being made in the U.S. Congress now. For WYSO, it means that 12% of our budget is at stake. If you rely on WYSO and programming that keeps you informed, you may want to know more about what you can do to influence the debate in Congress. Go to this website, 170millionamericans.org, and you'll find out all the information you need. Or go to our website, wyso.org. Thanks.
I'm Ira Glass, urging you to listen to This American Life, the only radio program that dares to answer the age-old question, what if Billie Holiday had recorded commercials?
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Ever exploring new territory for radio, go out of your way for it. This American Life from Public Radio International.
Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 4 on WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've got Sam at 11 in the studio, and we're going to hear some more live music from them.
Don't tell me, Tracy was still alive.
That was Sam at 11 live in the WYSO studios. You can check them out on Saturday night. They're going to be playing at Blind Bob's. It's their CD release party. Be there. It's going to be an awesome time. Guys, I want to thank you so much for coming out tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We're going to hear one more track from Sam at 11's latest album. It's called The Year We Won. You can get your very own copy at their website, samat11.com, or come out to Blind Bob's on Saturday night for their CD release show.